The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Lord, I was born a rambling man.
Dickie Betts passed away, 81 years young, from the Allman Brothers. Rest in peace. Hey, good morning. How are you? 6:06 in the morning. Joe on the radio, April 19th. Stapling together. We got a great show for you on AM 970. It's Friday. Yay, Friday. Am I the only one that you know that staples? Who's Staples now? I need Staples. Do you go to like the Staples and go, I need Staples? No one does that except me. I don't know. What did I have? As I'm a staple guy, and you know what's really sad? It's a tiny little staple, you know, like a little tiny staple. See, like it talks. If you move it like this, it talks. Oh, a little tiny.
Oh boy,
it's gonna
strap
be-
in. By the way, Dickie Betts dying at the age of 80, cancer apparently. Well, that song "Rambling Man," the Allman Brothers' biggest hit. He wrote that. He left home in Bradenton, Florida.
Did I ask you? About that?
Oh, here we're going to be in a good mood today.
It's going to be great. You know what?
Maybe we should send Michael out to get some beer. Get it started early.
Did I ask you about Dickie Betts?
Maybe you haven't heard, Billy.
Excuse me.
You've been away a little while. I don't shine shoes no more.
I still think one of the funniest things we did, Mike in Middletown. So when Robert De Niro with the Prime Minister of Japan, that's what I'm going to say. And you know that the Prime Minister of Japan at one point said during dinner, Mr. De Niro, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? I only want here.
Oh, my God.
Dead on impression. Don't tell me it's racist. Dead on impression of the Japanese prime minister,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
But no, what about Dickie Betts? 81.
So that song.
I didn't even know he wrote that song.
Yeah, yeah, so no, he was 80. That song, Rambling Man, is about his life growing up in Bradenton, Florida. He left home at 16 to join the circus, of all things, and ended up becoming part of one of the biggest rock country bands in the 70s. So
glad you told me. No. All right, it's going to be
I did not know that.
Oh.
That's crazy. That is a good Johnny. That's a good Dana Carvey doing Johnny.
I appreciate that, and we'll have you back. Whatever you'd like.
You know what?
That's a great Johnny Carson.
No, but that's a Dana Carvey doing Carson.
Or is it a Rich Little? I'm not sure. Wait, let me see.
I kind of like Rich Little. Rich Little's a little better, I think.
Yeah, Dana was great.
Rich Little, a little
very
deeper.
Good,
right?
Very good. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Who did it? Tommy Smothers did a killer one. Remember, he did the whole thing.
His was more physical. It was more the mannerisms.
Yeah, right. He didn't say a word.
You're right.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I'm sorry. It's going to be a punchy show going on. Absolutely no sleep last night. But a great congratulations to The National Italian-American Foundation, let me just for a moment, if I may, at 9 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning, say how proud I am of my heritage after all that we went through, all that my family went through, coming here, like I did a little my little speech yesterday, but we had some great honorees, great Italian dignitaries. I mean, really important folks came all the way in from Italy. And then we had the Italo-Canadese. We had the Canadian-Italian friends. You know, most Italians in North America are in Toronto. Most of the time they come up, and who knew? But now we celebrate a whole, we have a whole, the accord was signed where you have a whole North American contingency now of Italian American organizations, coming from Italy. And we had some, consul general was there. What a great night. And it was jam packed at Cipriani's 42nd Street. Just a beautiful venue. I mean, and a shout out to the staff at Cipriani's. And I know this is how good the Cipriani staff is. When I was there, I was there last, I think with, the Katsimatidis had an event there, I believe it was. And then I remember I was like getting ready to go on stage, and I said, oh, I missed a spot shaving. This is me backstage, you know, and they have a little room back there. You don't even know that's there at Cipriani's, you know. And I go, I missed a spot shaving. So I say to the head guy, I go, you know, this is really dumb, but it's really bothering me. This one little piece of beard, I got to go on stage. He goes, not a problem. They went out. They got me a razor, you know. And so all night, every single person who works at Cipriani's, you got your razor, Mr. Piscopo. You got the razor, right, sir? I mean, they're meticulous. Not to mention when I say, can I have like charred burned chicken, and can I have like really plain boring pasta? It's Cipriani. Everybody knows how great that Cipriani food. They made it. I saw the chef. They made it perfectly for me last night. So a shout out to Cipriani and a shout out to the Italian American community. Angelo Vivolo was there, and Robert Allegrini, the president of the National Italian American Foundation, was there. I mean. And everybody, Joe DeRosso was there from Philadelphia. I'm telling you, we're sticking together like I've never seen. And it is a lot of work because you have to bring everybody in from Italy, bring everybody in from Canada, bring everybody in from New York and everything. And then they like to talk. So it's my job to wrangle the room, proud to do it. And, so I was up there. And they were great and they were polite, to me. And by the end of the night, they were so enamored with the honorees that stepped up. So, but you know what? As an Italian, we're, you know, we get no respect. And you feel like this is me speaking now, nobody else. I always feel like they step over the Italian American community. That they, you know, they always go to every other ethnic group. Every other ethnic group gets special deals, gets entitlement programs, you know, we got nothing. You know, you put your hand under your chin, you go, I got nothing. Everybody came over. They were so glad to be, I'm telling you, young people just in both. I'm telling you, the Italian American community. And it's because of the wackos that said, we're going to take down the statue. Ever since then, a few years ago, when they started with that statue nonsense, you know what? They were stronger and we're bigger and we're better than ever. So shout out to Nia for doing such a great job. And just a great, great night to everybody from Italy coming in and to Canada as well. It was an international night, and got out of there kind of late though. Came, I had my ATF guy with me though. I had my ATF guy. He drives me around. And then I said, can we get the car wash? This is me. This is my life. By the way, the whole show's going to be like this with complete ADD. So, you know, Sid's available. And so those other guys at WOR, if you want to listen.
Wow. Why would you want to listen to them? Go right to sleep.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. But this is great. So I have my buddy, great guy, a former ATF. And I said, you know, the car is a mess, and we're going to be at Cipriani's on Wall Street, on 42nd Street. I said, you know, the car is going to be there. Can we watch it? So we go to the car wash. I tell this guy. This former federal law enforcement guy, they go, could you drive him? Just go right into that car wash over there. So I go, here's my credit card. Put my credit card in because everything's automated now. And he leans over, and boy, he had a weapon on him, man. He was packing heat like I had. That was, and I felt safe. And you know what's scary when I tell you about Brosnan Risk Consultants? You need somebody like that. You need somebody like that. You know, isn't that terrible that you need it? And this too, stay with me too. I don't want to get too negative. 6:13 in the morning. But what New York, the whole mojo, when I get into New York, it's like when I was in Nashville, you felt the rhythm of it, of Nashville. I can't put my finger on it. You felt the rhythm of it. I was in Printer Alley there at the Sinatra, you know, bar and lounge. And then Skull's Rainbow Room where Elvis and Johnny Cash hung out, where I did a quick couple songs. It was like,
It was, you can't explain it. And I'm looking around, I said, what is it about New York that's not happening? So then we, you know, I don't want to be negative, but I got to cut to, because the guys brought it to my attention. That's the only reason I know it. That Eric Adams, you know, had a kind of a town hall kind of thing in Harlem. So now he's in Harlem. So I'm going to play this guy. This guy, and I don't have his name, but he was a citizen of Harlem, a beautiful, historic Harlem. And this was a citizen of Harlem addressing, if I may, the mayor of New York, Al, if you would. Thank you. Wasn't that unbelievable? I was shocked.
And shocked. Now I'm playing it. Shocked. It's not playing.
Shocked. It was like...
Hang on a second. So now I'm getting annoyed because I had the whole thing set up and I didn't test it. So give me 1 second and I will pull it up.
Well, it was... You know what? And again...
It was very low. I'm sorry.
You got the guy now? Okay, here's the guy.
10 seconds, hang on.
Well, you know, and I don't want to be negative this early in the morning, but this guy spoke, I think, what a lot of people feel about
now
New York City.
Here we go.
Okay, go for it, Al. Thank you.
We do not want to hear excuses. These asylum seekers, the refugees, and the migrants, they did not vote for you. They did not pay taxes. And yes, majority of them are criminals. And if you saying that you have to deport them, but also at the same time say, well, this is a sanctuary state, this is a sanctuary city, essentially you're telling us you are useless to us. We have on 130th Street, Adam Clayton Powell Jr., who was an American freeman, who advocated for the American freeman, and you're telling us you can't do anything for Harlem? What does this say? Harlem homes for Harlem residents. Asylum seekers are not Harlem residents. They are not citizens. In the Constitution solely and is primarily for United States citizens, especially the American freeman citizens. So when this man said that we're talking about Harlem, Harlem did not have the asylum seeking renaissance. It was the Harlem Renaissance that was started with the American freedmen in the city of Harlem. So you must give priority to the American citizens. You must give priority to the American freedmen citizens. And when you stand up here and tell us you can't do anything, guess what? It's election time.
Okay.
It's election time. So we will let you know you can be removed. Just like how you got voted in.
Time.
I got to tell you something. That is a citizen of Harlem addressing Mayor Adams about about New York. And then let's go back a couple days when Donald Trump himself went to Harlem, and here was the response then. Please go. I'm just telling you, there's something happening. People are seeing it, and they think we're dumb, and we're not. And when you see what's happening to the great city of New York, and you're trying to politicize it, and you're not really addressing the issues, when you are in the judicial system, and you're in the Attorney General's office, you just are obsessed with a political takedown, because that's going to make you look great in your tiny, minuscule little community. You know, a virtue signaling. And that's what it's going to do. So you can, for the rest of your life, I'm the person that took down Donald Trump. You got to look and listen to the people. And of all races, of all walks of life in New York, everybody's had it. And you can, and everybody who's paying taxes, exorbitant taxes. And how many people are leaving New York? How many people are leaving New York? And also this too. There's another big story is, and I'm so done with this. The war. We have a war in the Middle East. So now Israel sends some rockets into Iran. Israel sent, it's a warning. We don't know what it was. The White House, Biden didn't even get up. He didn't even get up. Come on. He's sleeping. I wish I was sleeping. He was sleeping all night, and no one even, there was a lid on the White House. We haven't heard anything official from the White House. Apparently Israel did, like, taunt. They just said to Iran, all right, here, we know where you are. We know exactly where your missile development properties are, and we're going to go after them. But if we want to, we really want to get you. What kind of game is this? What kind of game is it? You're going to hit them, whack them, take them out. And you know what? You do it in a peaceful way, the way we did it in the last administration. You do it with sanctions. And now they're talking sanctions now. We had sanctions. They sell their oil. It's such a mess. please, just vote the right way. Oh, I'm exhausted that you don't see it. And you know what's sad? You do see it. The people who are on the fence, the people who are maybe left of center, the people maybe who are what we call liberal, good old-fashioned liberals, you know, they see it, and they can't bring themselves to vote the right way. And this is why we have an absolute disaster in New York and a disaster across America. And we are here to save the day on the radio. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hi, Debbie. Good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So you had a great time last night?
You know what? It's a lot of work. I won't lie to you. I'll tell you honestly on the radio because you don't want to mispronounce the Italian names from, because why? Right. Well, they're from Italy. So like if you have somebody with a G-I-A-N-N-I and you think that you say Gianni, we say as Americans, it's not Gianni, it's Johnny. It's Johnny. You know, they have one, it is the most beautiful language, in my opinion. I'm a little prejudiced, it's but of gorgeous, course, and it's like singing a song when you speak Italian. So you have to sing it. So by the grace of God, we got through it all right. But I had a nice tutor with me, Julia, this nice girl came over and said, okay, we're going to tutor. So we went through the script a couple times, and it was a magnificent night, a super successful, incredible night. It was for the New York Gala of the National Italian American Foundation. So it's good. Wonderful. That's good. Now, this weekend, Deb, you going to rest at all? Nothing? Partying?
What am I doing? I don't even know what
packing?
I'm doing. I'm not packing X. I'm not going until May 13th. No, I don't know. I'm probably getting together with friends or something. I don't have anything special planned. What about you?
A catatonic stupor. I'm going to be in a catatonic stupor. I have Zoom meetings. Who came up with Zoom? Please stop with the Zoom meetings.
Please,
give me a
no
conference
more.
Call. Give me an old-fashioned conference call. Go, hi, is that me? Yes, it's me. Why do I have to see me now? You have to watch me now? I got Zoom calls all day. Trying to get Doug Weiner. I don't like to Zoom. I have diverticulitis. It should be a little.
Weiner.
Hey, we're just kidding.
Weiner. That's me.
I am the Weiner today. Debbie's out there looking out for you. Thanks, Deb. Thank you so much. How we doing?
Let's see what's happening. You're going to be whining because you're stuck in traffic here at the George Washington Bridge. It's 45 minutes into the upper level, Joe. An overturned vehicle was just cleared mid-span. So, again, be careful here. Inbound George, 45 to that upper level. Inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel looks fine. Holland Tunnel, about 10 to 15. Let's go out to the eastbound BQE. Stop and go traffic up by Broadway. It's an accident being cleared. Traffic is slowing down on the New England Thruway northbound. As you get up toward the Hutch, it looks like some ongoing construction. And watch for issues on the Bronx River Parkway north, right by the Bronx Zoo. It's an accident investigation. That's an overturned vehicle. The investigation continuing there. Southern State Eastbound, that's closed up by 110 with an accident investigation. Car went right into the guardrail, and crews are still out there at the scene. So definitely watch for that. Partly cloudy today, high in the mid-50s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, any size, and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet. You need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's medical minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
Family history is a risk factor for developing inflammatory bowel disease, also known as IBD. A parent with IBD may confer a risk of up to 5% to a child. The two parents who each have IBD may confer a collective risk that increases to 20 to 30% even. The majority of what drives the development of IBD is not genetic for most people, but environmental causes poorly understood. For instance, environmental causes may include things such as smoking, sleep, stress, diet, antibiotics, or more.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCare RX, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCare RX. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 625. Yeah, we'll follow as soon as we get the word from the White House about what happened in Iran. Apparently, Israel they took out specific sites in Iran.
Was he getting eaten by cannibals again?
Yeah, it is true. Matter of fact, this is the news that Israel dropped some cannibals into Iran, and now they kind of ate some guys.
Can we stop right here for a moment? Don't yell at somebody if you don't agree with them. Don't vilify somebody if you don't agree with them. Don't, if you see somebody that you hate, just look to yourself. Stop hating.
Why?
Just
it's fun.
Look, no, it's like, look where we are. It's like people say, oh, I can't stand this guy. I'm not going to vote for him. Look where we are. We're in a constant state of war, starting with Afghanistan. It hasn't stopped. The inflation. When I look at my grocery bill, 3 times more than it used to be. The propane, 3 times more than it used to be.
You know what? You're right.
People can't buy homes.
It's
a mess. Please stop hating.
You know
just
what?
Vote the right way.
What? You're right. I talked my wife down from sending a message back to somebody that would have been very nasty.
There you go.
And I said to her, and you know, and it was a person, you know, it was her former therapist. She wanted to go back to her, and apparently the woman has a busy schedule and couldn't fit my wife in. And my wife was very upset.
Yeah, good for her.
And so she wanted to fire back, you know, a real nasty message. And I said, you know what? I don't think that's the right tone.
Yeah,
I said,
yeah.
you know, maybe if you're going to respond at all, just say thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, blah blah blah. It's just something very. Very cordial, but not, you know, over the top gushing and not nasty. And she looked at me. She said, are you really my husband? You're the guy who's always yelling at her. You know what? It's not the right tone.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
that's what I'm thinking.
Pull it back.
They finally got juries in this ridiculous fiasco of a kangaroo court going after Donald Trump. You know, and everybody knows it, and including the way left, they know it, and they're all just saying they can't believe that. What an embarrassment! What an amateur embarrassment this is. I'm telling you, you see these lawyers who are lawyers in the real world helping people the way my father did, you know, people hurt on the job, and he would always get, you'd cover those, the blue collar worker my pop did, rest his brilliant soul. And now you go to law school to do this to a former president with no case. I still couldn't, and I pride myself on being very prepared for this radio program. I couldn't tell you the intricacies of this case going after Donald Trump. Even Mar-a-Lago, I can't tell you that. And I'll tell you why. Because Joe Biden did far worse with the presidential records. And what Donald Trump did, every single president did. Oh, well, he wouldn't hand them over. Excuse me. Excuse me, as a
right to do what he wants as a former president of the United States. How do you break this down? And then you go down to Fulton County where they're going after Trump, and they do a mugshot. They bring Trump down to a mugshot. Mayor Giuliani, the man who saved the world after September 11, 2001. And it's like, boom, they're going to do mugshots down there, and then she is taking her lover all around. We wish we could travel like this lady traveled. How, what would she do? You don't prepare a case like that. These people couldn't do day one in private practice, I'm telling you. And Jack Smith as well. They couldn't do day one in private. They stay in the government because why? Because they can't be fired. You can't be fired if you're in, you have a, that government job and you're protected like that. Inexcusable. It's inexcusable. What's that? And I don't care. Again, you're, if you hate to the degree that you hate and people like that, you got a real problem with yourself. You got to look to yourself and go, all right, you know, maybe I don't, because I don't, I, to this day, I don't hate Hillary. I don't hate Joe Biden. I have no hate like that. It's that, you know, should they be in jail? Yeah. Yeah. But I'm not going to hate them. You know, so please just don't. If you're going to vote and you're going to tell us how to vote and you're going to yell us and you're going to tell us that, that men are women, women are men and all those bizarre things that everybody's telling us now, you're going to make the military woke. And this is what you're going to be. And you're going to put Pete Buttigieg as head of the Department of Transportation. And then you have doors blowing off of airplanes, you know, trains crashing and not even going and taking care of the people, you know, who get hurt in those areas. You know, if you're going to do it, don't complain to me who I vote for, please, because you have no argument. That's what you don't understand. And I would say too, on the other side, for President Trump, along the lines of me and Al were just talking about, President Trump, as soon as they're going to go after him, it's going to be so bizarre. This, and they'll probably be convicted, you know, I would love to see President Trump come out when, you know, when he does, he comes out and he speaks like that. I'm telling you, President Trump should just put his arms up, put his hands out like, I'm doing the best I can, and thank you for standing by me, and turn around and walk back. Play the victim. Play the victim, and he's been doing that pretty darn good. Going to Harlem, you know, and at his rallies, he can be himself. At his rallies, he can be himself. But in the court of law, just walk away, because it really, it's making, you're giving sympathy to Donald Trump. You're making people feel for Donald Trump. And they're creating a political god that, I'm telling you what, if it keeps on like this, in history books, Trump's going to be the single most popular politician ever to walk the earth. And you, Jack Smith, did it. You, Tish James, did it. You, Alvin Bragg, did it. You, Fannie Willis, you did it. And so you could put that. Now, what are you going to tell your friends when you're virtue signaling? You know, when you go out and you have your cars all over, you have all your security and you have your all those black SUVs that we see, you know, with the lights inside the grill that can get you through traffic when we have to just stay in traffic like the rest of us. What are you going to say to your friends then? Hey, 6:31. So, you know what? We'll take a break, but when we come back, so there is a rumor that Martin Scorsese is going to do the Frank Sinatra film, and Leo DiCaprio is going to play Frank Sinatra. I'll give you the inside line on exactly what's happening there, because don't believe anything that you see, less of what you, what's that expression? It was Edgar Allan Poe saying, believe nothing you hear.
Less, I don't know. You're asking me.
And only half of what you read?
Right.
This is great. Right. This is great. Three intellectuals on the radio.
It was
Edgar Allan Poe, but Bruce took it and said, believe nothing what you hear, less of what you see. That's what it is. That's exactly
my
what
mind
it
totally took, went blank.
And to quote the Raven, nevermore.
It took us a while, but we got there. We're going to stay with us. It's going to be a long morning. Ooh, it is Friday. 6:32. Big Al is in the newsroom on AM 970.
Why is it Big Al? Why? Why big?
Large Marge. I'm down. Large Marge Cotulo is
be
now
sure
doing the news.
Large Marge sent you.
Wow. Al, I don't, you know what? Because
I lost weight.
Like,
you know, I was at the oncologist the other day. I lost 2 pounds. I'm very proud of that.
God bless. Hey, but you're like what? 6'2"? 6'2"? Like that? 6'2".
Thank you for giving me 3 inches. I'm 5'11".
I always look to you like you're a tall guy, even when you wear your backpack.
No. That's because I'm fat. That's
I don't see that.
I have to admit, I don't think you're as fat as you make yourself out.
Yeah,
really? You should see the size
it.
Of my pants, and you should see when I get in the shower.
I prefer not to. Thank you.
I'm fat. Right, exactly. I love when people do that.
That notwithstanding, you know, you don't really... I don't think you're as fat as you make yourself.
Thank you, but I am.
Do you put your pants on and say, honey, do I look fat in these? Do you actually say that?
Now, do you think I would say that to my wife, who is overweight herself?
Oh!
I mean, like, I would never. I would never. She fell 2 weeks ago and I had to bite my tongue. I had to bite my lip so hard I was bleeding. See, I didn't want
to
laugh.
The thing to never comment on is somebody's weight. It's a no-win situation,
right,
even if they're thin.
Because, hear me out on this real quick.
You look great.
You look great.
So I look bad before?
Yeah, exactly.
No, no.
Exactly.
The one thing that Joe Piscopo does hate is when you go, you know, you look tired.
That's what I understand.
You know? Everybody gets tired.
That's right.
You want to go, I'm exhausted. Please. I've been up since, oh my God. You okay? You look tired. That's the best one.
Criticism.
It's a terrible thing to say.
And here's the other thing. Speaking of fat, I keep getting these Facebook ads.
What?
I have no idea why. I have never, ever in my life done a search on this. I keep getting these ads for fat people gun holsters. What am I? I don't own a gun. Why do I need a holster for fat people?
I didn't even realize holsters were contingent on size.
Yes. No, because apparently, you know, like, I guess if you're a fat person and have a gun.
Did it advertise that at fat people's holsters?
Yes.
It said fat people like
yes.
that?
I'm going to pull up the ad. I'm going to read it to you.
Is it called the Extend a Holster?
No, it says, listen to me. It says,
go ahead.
The fat guy holster. 50% off. Comfortable, concealable, and widely adjustable for you fat
Twice
people.
The holster at half
but
the
wait,
price.
The best part on the advertisement, it says the fat guy holster, and it has a picture of two mugs of beer. Why are you drinking and have a gun? And it's concealed. Maybe not a good idea. Just saying.
That is great. I want to see that.
And the guy they're showing as the fat guy looks like he had surgery on his stomach to get it, you know, tightened up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Oh my God!
So my wife
great.
Said she's going to buy it for me, but put snacks in it, which I think is great. So I get in the movie theater. You know, I don't need any popcorn. I got my fat guy snack holster.
Who needs a 9mm?
That's right.
When I have my Cheetos.
I got a Glock right here. I got a couple of Zag nuts.
I got a Snickers,
and I don't cut mine in eighths and eat them one at a time in the last 7 days.
You got to send us that ad, man. You got
to
post that thing. That's hysterical. 636. All right.
The guy with the fat guy holster coming at you.
Fat holster Al. That's your new name. No. Al Gattulo's got the headline news. 636. Al's got the news for yous on AM 970.
FHA? Really?
Yeah. New nickname. Here we go.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
47 degrees at 636. Still fat Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Dozens of people could be facing charges after another demonstration in New York City over the issues in Gaza. Thursday's pro-Palestinian protest took place on the campus of Columbia University. The university's president called in the NYPD to clear the demonstrators after several hours and more than 100 people were arrested. The protest took place one day after Columbia University President Minshew Shafik faced questions from lawmakers on Capitol Hill about claims of anti-Semitism on the Columbia University campus. A boil water advisory is in effect for parts of Monmouth County due to construction workers hitting a 6-inch water main during a sewer rehab project. Affected areas include all of Highlands, properties located north of Shrewsbury Way and Seabright, as well as properties located east of the intersection of Washington Lane and Hartshorne Road in Middletown Township. Customers instructed to boil their water before using it. And New Jersey drivers don't feel any better after learning their state is getting a cut of the MTA's congestion pricing plan in New York City. MTA officials didn't specify how much the Garden State would get from the plan to charge drivers at least $15 to enter below Manhattan 60th Street during peak hours. Areas like Hoboken and Jersey City are expected to see elevated truck traffic due to the toll, and their share of the money will be figured out with the same formula for the Bronx. The MTA and New Jersey have been in a legal battle over the plan. A judge is not expected to rule in that case until next month or possibly into June. In sports, all the locals were off. Yankees begin a 7-game homestand this evening. This time, they'll take on the Tampa Bay Rays for 3 at the stadium. Mets are out west for their next 6. The Amazons will open up a 3-game set against the Los Angeles Dodgers at Chavez Ravine. First pitch shortly after 10 p.m. tonight. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 45 to the upper level. Accident cleared from the upper level, 10 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland about 15 to 20. Watch for delays on the northbound side of the New England Thruway getting up toward the Hutch. It's construction, and problems continue on the Bronx River Parkway northbound getting up toward the Bronx Zoo. Everything closed. It's an accident. Investigation still going on. Southern State eastbound closed at 110. Car into the guardrail. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business's needs. From quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high going up to 56 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell you about Food for the Poor. I love you. I understand you. We meet, and so many people come up to me last night at the NEOF event, and they said, Joe, we listen to you every morning, you know, listen to you on the weekend, but a lot of morning show listeners love what you guys are doing in the morning, and we appreciate it very much. I said, it's not easy, and we're exhausted. I tell you, it's crazy because so I know how you go to work every day. You get up, and you do everything that's right, and God bless you for that. And now, so when I ask you to help out those less fortunate than you and I do it from my heart with the understanding that it's very, very tough to make it with a full family, with kids in college. Believe me, we're all living it. And the only people that don't understand it most of the time are the folks in Washington, you know. So when I asked you to give to Food for the Poor, I was a little hesitant to even talk about Food for the Poor. And I had this great conversation with our programming guru, Phil Boyce, the legend. And I said, Phil, what is this about? Because people are stretched out, you know, thin, and how do I ask him to help? And then he showed me how Food for the Poor works. And then what really turned me around was going down to Food for the Poor. And I said, I'm in Florida for an event, and I wanted to broadcast from down there, and I met Paul Jacobs, and I tell you that when I saw the Jesus statue, and I saw, my goodness gracious, the God's work that these folks are doing at Food for the Poor, because there, but for the grace of God, go all of us. So I immediately, you know, gave him my credit card number. You know, you can make an $80 gift. It provides life-saving food for two children. By the way, if there's a hurricane in America, if there's in the Appalachians or some of the areas of America that are stressed, Food for the Poor is there as well. Not only all around the Caribbean and Latin American areas, but in the meantime, maybe you can get together with some friends at the office. Hey, let's give for Food for the Poor, because the more they push us, the people that are running the show, they push us up against the wall. It makes me want to give back more to those less fortunate, you know. So we invite you to click the red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com and do what you do. $320 one-time gift provides. You're saving 10 children. 10 children. Think about that. And you don't have to do it all yourself. You get, you know, maybe some friends to throw in some, you know, a whole donation. However, any gift of any amount makes an incredible difference. Okay? Here's the number if you want to call. 855-919-4673. It's 855-919-HOPE. Click the red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Congressman Richie Torres.
Could you tell us how a childhood in public housing eventually led you to become a member of Congress?
Well, I never thought that life would take me on a journey from public housing in the Bronx to the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. I was born and raised in the Bronx. I spent almost all my life in poverty. I was raised by a single mother who had to raise three children on minimum wage. In fact, when I won my congressional primary in June of 2020, when I knew that I was going to enter the House of Representatives, I publicly said that before I was a congressman or a councilman, I'm first and foremost the son of my mother, Deborah Bussolet. And I consider it the high honor of my life to represent the Bronx, which is full of powerful mothers who have struggled and sacrificed and suffered so that their children and grandchildren can have a fighting chance at the American dream.
Stay informed. Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about FASTEC Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. So if you're in your truck, you're on your site, you could get roll-off containers from 10 to 40 yards. Also, if you have a house like I have and it was jammed with the overloaded boxes and you want to recycle properly, call FASTEC, please, 718-494-1600, 718-494-1600. Joe C. is there. Joe C., you take it from me. Joe P., you call Joe C., you will love him. Perfect for house, garage. The guys came out to the house. How cool is that? And I said, come on out. And Joe said, yeah, we're coming out. So we come out. They cover New Jersey, now Westchester, all five boroughs of New York, by the way. And they came out with a beautiful, the best trucks I've ever seen. And I'm a truck guy. You know what I mean? I drove the garbage truck. Our truck down the shore when I was, didn't look anything like the FASTEC truck. Shiny wheels. Remember, they were here a few weeks ago. Rolls down the driveway, cleaned out the whole garage, took my garbage so I didn't have to walk that gigantic bin. You're going to love FASTEC. Compactors from 25 to 40 yards. Rear load trash containers from 1 to 10 yards. Number one supplier of recycled product. And then also this. Number one wholesaler at FASTEC of virgin quarry materials from bluestone and sand to Belgian block. Number one provider of roll-off containers. Joe C. is standing by. 718-494-1600. Teresa is there. Great organization. You're going to love it. And they will solve all your problems around your house or on your construction site. Mention this ad for $25 off your next roll-off container. You go online to FASTECindustries.com. FASTECIND.com. FASTEC Industries is now serving Westchester County. FASTEC Industries is a DeFazio company.
Everybody knows this guy. No, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Uh-oh. Here we go. And I'm going to sing a song for you. You can't even do that now. Well, we are doing it nowadays. What am I saying?
Yeah.
Right? So our buddy Rob, we're talking about the fat guy holster. Al actually sent me a picture, and I'm going to retweet it. The fat guy holster, 50% off, comfortable, concealable, widely adjustable. Widely. And Al said, Al, it pops up on your Facebook.
Yeah. Post? So when you're scrolling down your feed,
yeah,
there are ads that are inserted.
Yeah,
in there.
Sure.
And for some reason, again, I don't know why. I understand when I do certain searches for things, those things will pop up, you know, and populate on Facebook. Okay, fine. Yeah. I understand that. I have never done a search for a holster for fat people to hold a gun. I don't own a gun. I have no desire to own a gun. I have shotguns. They're great, but I have no desire to own a gun. I don't understand why Facebook. And I keep Xing them like, you won't see this ad again. Okay, then why am I seeing a different ad?
And it comes
ad?
Back. Comes
Meanwhile,
back.
There's like 87 manufacturers who make fat guy holsters. Is everybody, plus, you know, whatever. Oh, and the other thing, I'm sorry. I have to, because it just popped up on the TV.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, Mayor Adams and the mayor of Washington, D.C. are having a friendly bet, you know, for the playoffs, the Rangers and the Knicks or whatever.
How many cars are stolen in the city?
That's good. No, the mayor apparently is betting a vegan cheesecake. Vegan? How about a cheesecake from Junior's? Doesn't have to be vegan. How about it's fat filled? Why does it have to be
vegan? What's a vegan cheesecake?
That's gross.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it sounds disgusting.
But you got two of the mayors whose cities are in absolute disarray. What are they betting on? Teams or sports or something like that?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those friendly bet things. If you know, the Rangers make it past the first round,
you can't walk the streets in D.C. Do you know the car theft? People are getting killed carjacking in D.C.
Car theft, attacked. Come on.
Anyway, here, this is from our friend Rob about the fat guy holster. Plus, the fat guy holster that comes with an extra magazine holder, which can fit two bags of peanut M&Ms.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
So I got to steal that from Rob Law. He's a former police officer, and he knows.
Hey, so anyway, so you see, and people say, hey, Joe, you see Marty Scorsese is going to do the Frank Sinatra film. You know, this has been out there for 10 years, I think. It was always Martin Scorsese was going to do the film. And then Leo DiCaprio was going to play Mr. Sinatra, and Jennifer Lawrence was going to play Ava Gardner. So, and I saw it, and people were like, hey, Joe, did you know? And my daughter Olivia, she told me about it. But I went, when she told me about it the day before yesterday, we were going to the doctor. She goes, hey, Dad, did you see Marty Scorsese? I said, yeah, let me check that out. Tina Sinatra, the Sinatra family has not given permission. To, now, does Marty Scorsese need permission? I don't think so, but I would suggest to Marty Scorsese, you know, out of respect for one of the most adored entertainers of all time, Frank Sinatra, to get permission and to work with the family and do exactly what they ask. Because there's other things I want to talk about now that we're working on. And I always, it's Frank Sinatra. This is Tina's dad. Wouldn't you go to the family and say, do you mind? I hope that Scorsese is not doing his own. And I hope I find out that Tina's working with him. And I hope it's not it's Scorsese, so anything can happen. So those of us who adore and absolutely cherish everything about Frank Sinatra, because he reminds us of our parents, I hope Mr. Scorsese, with great respect, by the way, handles it in the just, decent manner. But in the meantime, I would suggest you just get in touch with the Sinatra family and make sure they're okay with it. No. Because right now, I'm not seeing that they are. And I don't know for a fact, but this is what I'm hearing, and I wanted just to report
now,
it on the air.
Wasn't Martin Scorsese supposed to do a film based on the Nick Tosh's Dean Martin book? That came out like 30 years
that
ago?
I didn't know. Yeah, is that maybe. Listen. Scorsese, one of the great directors. From Raging Bull alone, forget about it. But you just don't with Frank. It's so, name me a really vital 20th century or whatever century a person of remarkable fame. And then when they try to do the life story of that person, it never works. Because you know why? Because there's one of a kind. You can't do Marilyn Monroe. You can't. The Elvis guy was great. The Austin Powers. What was his name? The guy that did. Austin guy that played Elvis Presley.
Oh, Austin Butler.
Yeah.
Austin Powers.
That's why I said Austin something. It was like, yeah, baby. But that guy was great. That was, I'm going to tell you, he should have got the Oscar. You know, due respect to the whale guy. You know, Brendan Fraser.
You know, that actor that no one's ever heard of.
The whale guy. who's gonna wash up on the Jersey Shore because of those dumb windmills? Bro. Oh my god!
It was between the whale and Charlie the Tuna.
But the only guy that also, Will Smith did a masterful job playing Muhammad Ali. That was beautiful.
I thought you were gonna say masterful job of smacking Chris Rock.
So please, gingerly, Mr. Scorsese, with respect, gingerly. And people say Leo can't play Frank Sinatra. I believe he could. I think Leo's great, and I think he could do that. But please, just check with the family. Goodness gracious, a little respect, right? That, you know what I mean? A little no respect at all. Come on now.
Yeah. No, I saw something on Instagram or somewhere with Frank Sinatra's last recording session, and it was so interesting, and he sounded so great.
Yeah,
fabulous.
It was something where he did Jingle Bell. It was Silent Night. It was Silent Night. Jingle Bells charted number 20 this year, and then he did Silent Night. But I think Nancy said it, and Tina were talking about it. They walked him into a living room in Beverly Hills of a recording artist. A guy that does a recording in his own home, and he did that song. And and when you hear his voice, that brings tears to my eyes. I think of my father. That's the whole time. Yep. Yeah, that is a beautiful thing. Hey, Deb, how you doing? 6:51. It's Friday. Traffic.
Hey.
And it is Friday. That's the good news. And how we doing? Everything all right?
We've got some issues right now. It looks like the inbound George upper level, a flipped over car was just clear, but 45 into that upper level, 10 to the lower. Let's go out to the Lincoln. That's about 20 now. Holland about 20 to 25. We're seeing this bad accident on the Bronx River Parkway northbound approaching the Bronx Zoo. Everything is closed. It's an accident investigation. Again, another flipped over car. Please keep the speeds down. Let's go out to the Southern State westbound by Eagle Ave. It's a collision. The right lane blocked. Southern State eastbound at 110. Everything closed. Another accident there. Car smacked right into the guardrail. Watch for slowdowns on the LIE east at Ronkonkoma Ave into Lake Ronkonkoma. A collision. Couple of lanes blocked. Grand Central Parkway West at 188th, a collision, and traffic is still slowing down this morning as you head to the Garden State Parkway northbound, getting up through exit 145. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist. Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Everyone knows the old saying, nothing lasts forever. Well, whoever said that obviously never bought a timeshare. Not only do your maintenance fees and assessment fees go on forever, they go up forever. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Over 10 years ago, I was a timeshare salesman. But once I saw the dark side of the business, I quit. I started helping folks get out of their timeshares. Since then, we've helped over 30,000 families by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-839-8484. That's 800-839-8484. 800-839-8484.
The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cloudy and not as cool for today as our high temperature hits 56 degrees. Could see some spotty late day showers mainly north and west of the city, and then it moves into the city itself with rain and drizzle overnight dipping down to 48. As we head into the weekend, we have clouds at first giving way to some sunshine, a high of 67. Sun and clouds for Sunday, 60 degrees, and then 63 on Monday with nothing but a blue sky in store. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
I love you for listening. You are so funny, people. We'll get to it all. Let me tell you about Relief Factor. We'll get to it all. I swear to goodness gracious, you're so funny as you listen, and they people X us back, you know, and on Twitter, and it is hysterical. Hey, let me see what time we got. Yeah, okay, 6:55 coming up 7 o'clock. We are live as live can be. Great to have you with us, and I would suggest you get Relief Factor because I want you out of pain, and I think I can get you out of pain with the 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor, which is only $19.95. Still only $19.95. And can I tell you something too? Because we're so organically honest on the show, is like if I stop, like forget to take Relief Factor, it's so funny. And I heard Mike Gallagher talk about this too. The pain comes back. The pain will seep back in, to quote Mike's words. It does seep back in. So you got to stay on it. You got to stay with it. And I had mine right here. See, because I'm running around crazy. I sometimes forget to take it. I can feel the pain coming back in my knee. I got to take it to stop the pain. It's 100% drug-free. Well, it's not like pills that mask the pain. You know, you have turmeric omega-3s. You have 100% drug-free resveratrol, and it stops the inflammation. It, you know, it's your body. It supports your body's natural response to inflammation, which stops the pain. 800, the number 4, the word relief, please. 800-4-RELIEF. Or again, let's get you out of pain for spring and for summer. ReliefFactor.com. Hey, Joe on the radio. We got this. Hey, can I tell you something real quick? We got time, but I got a minute now. Got about a minute here. So I'll tell you right now. So I'm broadcasting from home. I said I'm going to broadcast from home. Someone got me because I was running around crazy. I said, just get me out of the city. And I got out of the city. So here I am. And thank you, Mr. Crowley, for the system that allows me to do that. Al and Joe are in the studio in New York. Debbie is on roads. And somebody sent me sunflower seeds. Black oil sunflower seeds are known to attract cardinals. Spread these seeds in remembrance. It was the name of and in memory of my mother, you know, who I missed terribly at the Italian affair last night, you know. So I put these sunflower seeds like a geeky guy. I said, oh, okay, I put the sunflower seeds outside. Just now, I looked and a cardinal showed up.
See, a cardinal showed up after the whole Italian event last night. That was my mom. That's what they say, you know. So thank you for that. Whoever sent me these, and I should give credit, but I don't have the card. But thank you for that. And thank you for that nice remembrance of my dear mother. Missed terribly, especially last night when I do these Italian affairs, that she was always so proud of me when I would do those things. And onward and forward, though, as my late pop would say. And indeed we will. We got a show for you when we come back. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis is going to be with us. Judge Andrew Napolitano right at the top of the hour. Liz Peek, Mike Gallagher, Patrick Brosnan, Gordon Chang, and Lee Zeldin. We got a show for you. It's Friday. We're coming back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
48 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Federal prosecutors reacting to former Congressman George Santos' attempt to postpone his pretrial on federal fraud charges. Santos has filed motions seeking a 30-day delay as well as permission to disclose information sealed under protective order. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York says the court should deny the motions, calling them efforts to litigate the case in the media, not in the courtroom, and influence the jury pool and potential trial witnesses. Santos, who was expelled from Congress in December, charged with 23 counts, including charges of campaign finance fraud and identity theft. Bon Jovi helping to promote a documentary on the band. The band's lead singer, New Jersey native John Bon Jovi, in London last night for the UK premiere of Thank You and Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story. The four-part docuseries debuts on Hulu on April 26th. The series will tell the story of the band's 40-year career from their start on the Jersey Shore to playing the biggest arenas in the world. And Governor Hochul revealing plans to crack down on the retail theft that's been surging in New York City, as included in the state budget agreement. Hochul has announced a five-point plan, includes boosting penalties for assaulting a retail worker, now making it a felony, and the creation of a new dedicated state police unit to investigate smash-and-grab robberies. It also includes funding for a similar unit for the NYPD, as well as big tax breaks for small businesses like bodegas that increase their security. Voting underway in Albany on the state budget, several bills, including this one, were introduced.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.